We've got a quick note now before we give you the answer to our geo quiz today.
Friday night, I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing, green to red.
Does this song sound familiar? You might even have it on your iPod. It's called Babylon. It's by a British musician named David Gray. And according to reports, it's one of the songs being played at really high volume to detainees at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, over and over and over again.
And if you want it, come and get it, crying out loud. The love that I was giving you was never in doubt.
Now, blaring music to the prisoners is an interrogation technique at Guantanamo and other U.S. bases. It's part of what's called PSYOPs, psychological operations, and it's used to help break the will of captives. The technique may seem relatively benign, but not to the musician, David Gray. He shared his thoughts on the use of his song with the BBC.
It doesn't matter what the music is. It could be Tchaikovsky's Finest, or it could be Barney the Dinosaur. It really doesn't matter. It's going to drive you completely nuts.
Aside from offending the artists whose music is used for psychological operations, the technique raises another issue. Should the U.S. military have to pay royalties for using the tunes? Howard Knopf is a Canadian lawyer specializing in intellectual property rights. He raises the question on his blog site. Performance rights associations demand that licenses be purchased if music is going to be played in a public space. That includes places such as nursing homes, hospitals, and prisons. Knopf writes, never mind that the audience at Guantanamo is captive and it's their home, like it or not. If anybody decides to pursue the U.S. military for music royalties, they'll have to take their case to the Pentagon. Maybe they could try to get the general's attention by blaring this.
I love you.